something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Psalm 27, read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord. And to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence. To live in his presence. That's what he's saying. To live in his presence. To function in his presence. To recognize his presence. That's what Mary did. Mary recognized that presence. And was attracted to that presence. And was attracted to his teaching. To his word. And prized it above other. And the Lord said, it's just one thing you need, and this is it. Why? Because you see, that one thing will equip you for everything else in life. Praise God. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 25. Are you there? Okay. He says, therefore I tell you, and Jesus is talking here, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried. About your life. About your life. Stop being uneasy about your life. Stop being worried about your life. Oh, if you could stop worrying about your life. If you could stop worrying about your life. This is what you shall eat or what you shall drink or about your body. What you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds here. Jesus saying this. This is wonderful. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, one cubit to his stature, or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of his. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He knows you need them. He says, don't be worried. Worrying is affecting you. It's changing your life now. Why are you so worried? He says, do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. I like that. That's the 34th verse. Don't be worried or anxious about tomorrow. I told you yesterday, two things that destroy today's happiness. They are yesterday's regrets and the fear of tomorrow, the dread of tomorrow, the worries of tomorrow. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're already worried. The fear of the future. Fear of the future doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to the country. It doesn't have to go that far. It can be as little as you're going to the office and you're dreading what's going to happen at the office today. You can be dreading a meeting that has just been called. All managers have been called for a meeting. Hey, what is happening again? See, you haven't even gotten there yet. You haven't heard why. Why some are very happy because they're thinking they're going to get something out of this. Did they say, well, we're having a meeting? Did they say, I heard they said, we have a meeting. All managers, see, you're dreading the meeting already. It's robbing you of present happiness. Decide to be happy today. Don't allow the frustration. Even in our attempt to be happy, we can become frustrated. You know that. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. I'm going to be happy today. You're frustrated. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. Nobody. Pastor said to be happy, I'm going to be happy. You're not happy. You're already manifesting frustration in attempt to be happy. Okay, look at verse 33. It says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? His way of doing and being right. I love that expression. God's ways of doing things. God's ways of being right. I told you one time, you know, when I have issues with people, I don't try to find out who's right and who's wrong. I like to know what is God's righteousness in it. What does God want? Not whether A or B is right. And then all these things, ooh, I like it. He says, all these things taken together in one package. See, when God blesses you, he doesn't go, one, and I'll give you A, and I won't give you B. Okay, I'll give you C, and I'll leave out D. He says, all these things taken together will be given you beside. That means an addition. All these things taken together in one package. When God blesses you, you are blessed, brother. You're blessed, sister. He blesses you in one full package. Everything is in it. Say this. Say, I'm very smart.
I'm very smart.
I'm very intelligent.
I'm very intelligent.
That's important. I'm very smart. I'm very intelligent. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Just another thought. Can I make my life simpler? Because your life can be very, very complex, you know? You can have a very complicated life, you know? Can you make your life simpler? You can make your life less complicated. Less complicated. Make yourself happier. How can you do it? They say, that man is very easygoing. I'm not talking about the man that says he's very easygoing. I'm talking about simplicity in Christ, okay? There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ's embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Bolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share a testimony, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevaultradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.